You're listening to Wikisleep Podcast, a podcast designed to help you relax and unwind through calm, quiet storytelling. I'm your host, Adrian Sala. Today's story, Annie Oakley, who was an American sharpshooter who wowed crowds around the world with her skill and fun performances. At 15 years old, she won a shooting contest against famous marksman Frankie Butler, whom she later married. The pair joined Buffalo Bill's Wild West show in 1885 and performed in Europe to royalty and other heads of states. Audiences were astounded to see her shooting a cigar from her husband's lips or splitting a playing card on edge at 30 paces, and she earned more than anyone except for Buffalo Bill himself. Annie Oakley was born on August 13, 1860, in a log cabin less than 2 miles northwest of Willowdale, Dark County, Ohio, a rural county along the state's border with Indiana. Her parents were Quakers of English descent from Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. Her mother, Susan Wise, was just 18 years old when she married Jacob Mosey, who was 49 at the time, in 1848. They moved into a rented farm in Patterson Township, Dark County, sometime around 1855, and later purchased the house. Annie was the sixth of Jacob and Susan's 9 children, and the 5th of the 7 surviving. Her siblings were Mary Jane, Lydia, Elizabeth, Sarah Ellen, Catherine, John, and Hulda. Annie's father, who had fought in the War of 1812, was 61 years old at the time of Annie's birth and became an invalid from hypothermia during a blizzard when she was just 5 years old. He died the following year of pneumonia in early 1866. Her mother later married Daniel Broombaugh, had another daughter, but was widowed once again. Because of the poverty that came following her father's death, Annie did not regularly attend school as a child, although she did attend later in childhood and in adulthood. On March 15th, 1870, at age 9, she was admitted to the Dark County Infirmary along with her sister, Sarah Ellen. According to her autobiography, she was put in the care of the infirmary superintendent, Samuel Crawford Eddington, and his wife Nancy, who taught her to sew and decorate. Beginning in the spring of 1870, she was hired out to a local family to help care for their infant son on the false promise of 50 cents per week and an education. The couple had originally wanted someone who could pump water, cook, and who was bigger. She spent about 2 years in near slavery to them, enduring mental and physical abuse. One time, the wife put Annie out in the freezing cold without shoes as punishment because she had fallen asleep over some darning. Annie referred to them as the Wolves, but even in her autobiography, she never revealed the couple's real names. Oakley began trapping before the age of 7 and shooting and hunting by age 8 to support her siblings and her widowed mother. She sold the hunted game to locals in Greenville, such as shopkeepers Charles and G. Anthony Katzenberger, who shipped it to hotels in Cincinnati and other cities. She also sold the game to restaurants and hotels in northern Ohio. Her skill as a sharpshooter eventually paid off the mortgage on her mother's farm when Annie was 15, and she soon became well known throughout the region. On Thanksgiving Day, 1875, the Bowman and Butler Shooting Act was being performed in Cincinnati. Traveling show marksman and former dog trainer Frankie Butler, an Irish immigrant, placed a $100 bet per side, equivalent to about $2,400 today, with Cincinnati hotel owner Jack Frost. The Butler could beat any local fancy shooter. Frost arranged a shooting match between Butler and the 15-year-old Annie, saying, the last opponent he expected was a 5-foot-tall, 15-year-old girl named Annie. After missing on his 25th shot, Buster lost the match and the bet. Impressed by the young sharpshooter, he soon began courting her. A certificate on file with the Archives of Ontario reports that Butler and Oakley were wed on June 20, 1882, in Windsor, Ontario. However, other sources say the marriage took place on August 23, 1876, in Cincinnati, but no recorded certificate validates that date. A possible reason for the contradictory dates is that Butler's divorce from his first wife, Henrietta Saunders, was not yet final in 1876. Throughout Oakley's career, the public was often led to believe that she was 5 to 6 years younger than she was. A later marriage date would have better supported her fictional age. Oakley was famous for her wit and learning on sharpshooting. She once said, "Aim at the high mark and you will hit it. No, not the first time, not the second time, and maybe not the third. But keep on aiming and keep on shooting, for only practice will make you perfect. Finally, you'll hit the bullseye of success." Annie and Butler lived in Cincinnati for a time. Oakley, the stage name she adopted when she and Frank began performing together, is believed to have been taken from the city's neighborhood of Oakley, where they resided. Other people believe she took on the name because that was the name of the man who had paid her train fare when she was a child. Together, the couple joined Buffalo Bill's Wild West show in 1885. At 5 feet tall, Oakley was given the nickname of Watanya Sicilla by fellow performer Sitting Bull. Translated to Little Sure Shot in advertisements. During her first engagement with the Buffalo Bill show, Oakley experienced a tense professional rivalry with rifle sharpshooter Lillian Smith. Smith was 11 years younger than Oakley, age 15 at the time she joined the show in 1886, which may have been a primary reason for Oakley to alter her actual age in later years. Oakley temporarily left the Buffalo Bill show, but returned 2 years later after Smith departed, in time for the Paris Exposition of 1889. This 3-year international tour helped cement her as one of America's first female stars. She earned more than any other performer in the show, except for Buffalo Bill Cody himself. She also performed in many shows on the side for extra income. In Europe, she performed for Queen Victoria of the United Kingdom, King Umberto I of Italy, President Marie-Francois Sadi Carnot of France, and other crowned heads of states. Oakley supposedly shot the ashes off a cigarette held by the newly crowned German Kaiser, Wilhelm II, at his request. From 1892 to 1904, Oakley and Butler made their home in Nutley, New Jersey. She advocated for the service of women in combat operations for the U.S. Armed Forces. She wrote a letter to President William McKinley, offering the government the services of a company of 50 lady sharpshooters who would provide their own arms and ammunition should the U.S. go to war with Spain. The Spanish-American War did occur, but Oakley's offer was not accepted. Future President Teddy Roosevelt did, however, name his volunteer cavalry the Rough Riders after Buffalo Bill's Wild West and Congress of Rough Riders of the World, where Oakley was a major star. In 1901, Oakley was badly injured in a train accident, but recovered after temporary paralysis and 5 spinal operations. She left the Buffalo Bill show, and in 1902 began a less taxing acting career in a stage play written especially for her called The Western Girl. Oakley played the role of Nancy Berry, who used a pistol a rifle, and a rope to outsmart a group of outlaws. Throughout her career, it is believed that Oakley taught more than 15,000 women how to use a gun. She believed strongly that it was crucial for women to learn how to use a gun as not only a form of physical and mental exercise, but also to defend themselves. She said, "I would like to see every woman know how to handle guns as naturally as they know how to handle babies." Oakley's boss, Buffalo Bill Cody, happened to be friends with Thomas Edison, and Edison built the world's largest electrical power plant for the Wild West show. In 1894, Oakley and her husband Butler performed in Edison's kinetoscope film, A Little Sure Shot of the Wild West, an exhibition of rifle shooting at glass balls and other items. It was just the 11th film ever made after commercial showings began. Biographers often repeat Oakley's own story about her very first shot at the age of 8. It reads, "I saw a squirrel run down over the grass in front of the house, through the orchard and stop on a fence to get a hickory nut. Taking a rifle from the house, she fired at the squirrel, writing later that it was a wonderful shot, going right through the head from side to side." As a performer, Oakley never failed to delight her audiences, and her feats of marksmanship were truly incredible. At 30 paces, she could split a playing card held on edge. She hit dimes tossed into the air, and she shot cigarettes from her husband's lips. When a playing card was thrown into the air, she riddled it multiple times before it touched the ground. R.A. Koestler Gracq reports that on March 19, 1884, she was being watched by Chief Sitting Bull when Oakley playfully skipped on stage, lifted her rifle, and aimed the barrel at a burning candle. In one shot, she snuffed out the flame with a whizzing bullet. Sitting Bull became a fan and watched her knock corks off bottles and slice through a cigar Butler held in his teeth. By 1904, sensational cocaine prohibition stories were selling well. Newspaper magnate William Randolph Hearst published a false story that Oakley had been arrested for stealing to support a cocaine habit. The woman actually arrested was a burlesque performer who told Chicago police that her name was Annie Oakley. Most of the newspapers that printed the story had relied on the Hearst article, and they immediately retracted it with apologies upon learning of the libelous error. Hearst, however, tried to avoid paying the anticipated court judgments of roughly $580,000 in today's money by sending an investigator to Dark County, Ohio. The intent had been to collect reputation-smearing gossip from Oakley's past, but the investigator found nothing. Oakley had many court battles and spent much of the next 6 years winning all but one over 55 libel lawsuits against newspapers. However, she collected less in judgments than the total of her legal expenses. In 1912, Oakley and Butler built a brick bungalow-style home in Cambridge, Maryland. It is known today as the Annie Oakley House and was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1996. Oakley continued to set records into her 60s and also engaged in extensive philanthropy for women's rights and other causes, including the support of young women she knew. She embarked on a comeback and intended to star in a feature-length silent movie. When she was 62 years old, she hit 100 clay targets in a row from 16 yards during a shooting contest in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Unfortunately, later that year, Oakley and her husband were in a car accident that forced her to wear a steel brace on her right leg. But she eventually performed again after more than a year of recovery and continued to set records. However, her health began to decline in 1925, and on November 3, 1926, she died of pernicious anemia in Greenville, Ohio. According to B. Hogan, her husband Frank Butler was so grieved by Oakley's death that he stopped eating and died 18 days later in Michigan. He was buried next to her. One rumor claims that Oakley's ashes were placed in one of her trophies and placed with Butler's body in his coffin prior. But both body and ashes were interred in the cemetery on Thanksgiving Day, November 25th, 1926. After her death, it was discovered that her entire fortune had been spent on her family and her charities. A vast collection of Oakley's personal possessions, performance memorabilia, and firearms are on permanent exhibit in the Garst Museum and the National Annie Oakley Center in Greenville, Ohio. She has been inducted into the Trap Shooting Hall of Fame, the National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame in Fort Worth, Texas, the National Women's Hall of Fame, the Ohio Women's Hall of Fame, and the New Jersey Hall of Fame. Annie Oakley was 66 years old when she died.